Blog Talk Radio.
Right. Good morning. Good morning. It's Monday morning, and you are right. We are not going to let anything hold us back from reaching our destiny, living our dream, living a life full of passion, purpose, and prosperity. Well, guess what? It is your right. It is your God-given right to be successful. You know, I think about the scripture in the book of Joshua where God told him that he, if he would meditate on his word, that he would give him the gospel of good success. And what about you? I know some of you, you've been meditating on the word. You know the word. You've been walking out the word. And so therefore, you deserve to have success. Now, I want to talk today about success at 60 and living your dream life. What exactly does that mean? That's right. That's the question. Success at 60 and living your dream life. You know, that's what you got to say. Maybe you're 49. That's great because you know what? This is a good time to get started with that plan for what you're going to do with the next portion of your life. You owe it. You owe it to the universe. You owe it to the people to become a success. Someone is depending on you. Someone's life will be changed because you've changed, because of something you've done. Every problem that is to be solved has a person attached to it. In other words, it won't solve itself. It needs your input. It needs your guidance. It needs your suggestions, your direction. You have something that you are supposed to be doing. So what are we talking about here? Success at 60 and living the life of your dreams. Well, you know, just in case you didn't do it yet, just in case, listen, you might be 59 and a half on your way to 60 and has not yet fulfilled your innermost dream. I mean, sometimes, you know what, you have to go all the way back to when you were a very small child and think about, what was that thing that I really wanted to be? And sometimes you need help figuring that out. But once you tap into that, once you, your whole life will explode, even if you already think you've achieved that. Because the reality is that you may have achieved great and wonderful things, and we celebrate you. We honor you for those accomplishments. But the fact remains is that you're still here. That means there is still more that you can do. There's still that next level, that new dimension, that new territory that you need to chart. God still yet wants to give you a vision. You know, the scripture says that his vision will be poured out. And, you know, when I hear as preachers preach on how the blessings and the finances are poured out, you know, when you pour something, it's a steady flow, a steady stream. It's not like turning something on and off. When it's being poured out, so he's poured out. He said, I'm going to pour out my spirit, and ye shall have visions. So you're going to have more visions than the one you already have, than the one you've already had. Because why? It's not so much because of you, but it's because of through you, God wants to do things for others. That's right. You were chosen. You're still here. You're chosen for this day. You're chosen for another opportunity. And I've seen too many people that get to be 60 or somewhere there's about and realize that all my life, everything I did it not so much because it was something that was in my heart to do. I didn't do it because I was passionate about it. I didn't even necessarily do it because I was looking at who I could touch and help. I just did it without much thought, without a whole lot of planning. And a lot of people, once they take a particular job, then all of a sudden they begin to have responsibilities that are legitimate, no doubt. But these things kept them going even when they were in careers that really was not their passion. It really did not bring them joy. They did not feel purposeful in what they were doing. And so they are at this point now where they're left with this feeling of unfulfillment. Sure, they're happy they were able to pay the mortgage, and yeah, they were happy they were able to have enough money to put the children through college. But there's still this feeling of emptiness, and you're wondering, what next? What now? What else can I do? And that's when God allowed me to put together this program called Success at 60, Living My Dream Life. So I want you to definitely, you can enroll in this program. It, right now, it's being offered as an online coaching program, the Success at 60 and Living My Dream Life. You can enroll. There will be activities and steps and things for you to do to work through to is going to be like an onion. You're going to be pulling back the layers to understand who you really are, what you're really supposed to be doing, what is the authentic dream and goal that you have. You know, I know some of you have been teachers for all of 30, 40, 50 years, and now you come to realize that it's time that you start your own school. You've put up with a lot of horrible stuff in the schools, things that you wished you could have said something about, the programs that you knew weren't working, that you knew would not serve the children, but you had to put up with it for the paycheck. And so now here's an opportunity for you to start your own school, start your own tutoring business, start your own program for teen girls. They need you. As you can look around the media, around the internet, wherever, you can almost look anywhere, and you can see there's evidence. Talk about evidence-based. There's evidence everywhere that our young people need the wisdom you have. And because God has allowed us to get 60 and to still have our energy, to still have our health, and now we can really, really, really make an impact. And so we're going to look at all the different things that are available for you to do, the things that you can do. And then here's the kicker, where this program is going to, is different from a whole lot of other programs out there. This coaching program, this is the Success at 60 and Living Your Dream Life, is where it's different, where it differs. And this is the reason why you're going to want to take advantage of it. You're not going to want to miss out on this. You've missed out already on so many things in your life. It's time to get over that. You don't want to do this for the next portion. Can't say the next half. I don't know. God might double your time. I don't know. You know, people are getting healthier, living longer, feeling better. So I don't know. But for the next portion, you don't want to be missing out. So you're going to want to take advantage of this. And one of the reasons why is because not only are we going to get you to discover what it is that you ought to be doing in this next portion, that passion, that purpose, that thing that's going to really fulfill your life, we're going to also help you get that set up. We're going to show you. We're going to teach you. You know, there are some people at 60 that still don't yet know how to navigate the internet all that well, don't know how to really navigate social media and other internet applications, and we're going to help you get set up in what it is that you want to do. If you want to become a life coach, we'll help you get that set up. If you want to write a book, we'll help you get that set up. If you want to start that business, start that school, start that small nursing home. You know, I know some people, they've been the head nurse and senior nurses and the like for 20, 30, 40, 50 years, but they went to work every day under a cloud of not really accepting and approving of the way things are done, and saying to themselves, if I could, if I would, I'd do it this way. I'd do it better. I'd do this for the patients. Well, guess what? You're 55, you're about to hit 60, and this is a great time to enroll. Now, you don't have to be 60 to enroll in this program, because Success at 60 and Living My Dream Life is a mindset. It's a concept that can be actually utilized. You'd actually do really well if you were 30 and you enrolled in this program, because that means you'd be 30 years ahead of your time. And there's nothing like getting an edge on something. You see people in sports do this. They don't wait until the Olympics to go out and prepare and practice. No, some of them start 30 years in advance, 15 years in advance to prepare. And so in that sense, if you were not 60, you can still enroll in the program, because it's a mindset and a concept of some things that you can be doing in your life that will set you up to be living a life of total fulfillment, where you are not only self-actualizing, as Abraham Maslow broke down and discovered in his hierarchy of needs. However, you will be going beyond that, because you will not only be self-actualizing, but you will be people-actualizing, because you will be helping others to also tap into their greatness. You know, the graveyard is filled with people. Filled with people whose dreams never saw this earth because they died. And so some of those dreams, not through that person, yeah, their dreams are being lived through others that they were at least smart enough to tell their dreams to. But I'm saying, why not start living your dream? Stop just telling your dream and start living the dream. And, you know, one of the persons who helped me to get to the place where I am, you know, when I dropped out of high school, it was never a dream. College was not even a dream for me when I dropped out of high school. And even when I went into the military at age 23, that wasn't something that I dreamed of. I remember being in the ninth grade and a bunch of us students being brought down to the auditorium and someone coming from the military and talking about ROTC or something like that. But I scarcely paid attention. It was not anything I had ever thought about doing. So when I went to the military, I thought, okay, this is interesting. I learned a lot about attitude and leadership. Those were my two biggest learnings in the military, though there were many others. But those were my two biggest, about having the right attitude. What did I learn about attitude in the military? I learned that attitude can get you anything you want, and that the right attitude would get you the right things that you want. Yeah, a bad attitude would get you some things as well, but the right attitude, a positive attitude, would also get you things. And I also learned that attitude does determine altitude. And that's what they, you know, they teach you that. Well, I learned that. I don't know if others that go into the military pick that up, but that's one thing I learned from the door. And yes, my mother had talked about it my whole life, but, you know, I didn't really listen. But I went in the military, and trust me, they have a way to get you to listen. And then they taught me leadership. When I look back on it, well, all that the military is all about leadership, because you go in as an E1, and then everyone above you is a leader. So if you achieve the next rank, E2, then not only is everyone above you a leader, but you're now a leader to the E1s. And again, you move up to an E3. Yes, everyone above you, all the way up to the chief commanding officer, being the president of the United States, everyone above you is leading you, but now you're leading the E1s and the E2s, and they expect that. They teach you leadership from the door, because they expect you to understand your role as a leader to the people in the rank below you. And also, of course, you demonstrate it, you know, to your colleagues, but they were really big on that. And especially for me, I was a mechanic. And so I was attached to an air squadron. But leadership, you know, someone has to lead the barracks. Someone has to lead the march. You know, there were so many opportunities for leading, and you just learned that, you know, like I said, from the door. And so for my first 2 months in boot camp, as a matter of fact, just 1 week in boot camp, I was selected as a leader to be a leader of the in the barracks. Out of 80 women, 5 of us had to be what we call section leaders. So they don't know anyone, right? They just have a little bit of your background. So they don't choose. They got us all in a room, all 80 of us, and they had to decide the two people running the barracks, and they had to decide who are we going to choose, because they know they can't be there all the time. We were going to live there for 2 months. They had their homes to go to, and they would come to the barracks and do certain things with us throughout that 2 months. But they knew that there were going to be nights and different times, weekends, when they wouldn't be there, and they wanted 5 leaders that would then take up the charge. Well, I didn't know all that. I was just there, okay? And I guess I could say I didn't really take it serious. And they asked us some questions. They read our answers, and they came back with a selection. They had made their selection. They chose 5 women, and I was one of them. And I'd have to say I didn't do it well because I didn't understand. And so for some of you, when you see me put things out about leadership and leadership training, this is my background. This is where I got it from. And that first experience, that real experience with that type of formal leadership, I didn't understand the role. I didn't understand what a leader was. They didn't give us anything to read on how to be a leader. They felt that based on our answers that we had a clue. And, something else I realized today, that when you join the military, there's a certain quality and characteristic and personality that they, and some level of skill that they expect you to come with. But that's like anything. So I say all that to say that success at 60 is a concept, a mindset, a program for you to enroll, and we will help you, again, not just discover that thing that you really want to do, that you were really born to do, that you've lived all these years to do, that's going to really fulfill your life and allow you to go beyond your fullest potential, beyond your dreams, beyond what you're even hoping for. Because remember, our God can do exceedingly and abundantly more than you can ask or think. So when we say can go beyond your dreams, your goals, the things that you really want to do, it's because I know he can. I know he will. I know he has. But there was a time when I didn't know all these things. And so God had to prove that to me. He said, prove me now. So he's proven himself, okay? He's looking to be proved, y'all. He said, prove me now. I'll show you what I can do, okay? Others can talk, but I'm going to show you. And so he's proved that. Though I dropped out of school, didn't really want to go back, and was able to go back to college. And I've been in college since 1990. That's 20-something years. I've been around the college campus. I've worked on the campus. I've been around schools. I've worked with youth. And I've seen that there are so many people who are, and even now, to some of the students I teach, coming back to school in their 40s, their 50s, realizing that, you know what, I didn't get a chance to do what I really wanted to do. Now is my chance. And we have a program to help you figure it out. Not only that, like I said, what makes our program different is that we're going to be also there to guide you and to show you how to do that thing you want to do. You want to make a record? You want to become a TV producer? You want to become a talk show, a TV talk show host? How do you do that? We'll show you how to do it. We'll teach you how to do it. You want to set up your own training business? You want to start training teachers? You know, some of you worked in the school system, or maybe you worked in the medical field, or you worked in the sales field, or anywhere, and you've seen all the mistakes. Well, now you're 60. Now you have an awesome, awesome, awesome chance to correct that, to make it right. And this program is going to help you. This program is going to help you do just that. You're going to be able to discover things that you never even thought you ever even. These could be things you've never even uttered. Now, you may be 65. You can still join the program. You might be 70. Because remember, it's not about your natural age. It's about the mindset. It's about getting to that place in your life where you say, you know what, I'm going to do it. It's about stepping out on faith, pushing past fear and doubt and our own negative thoughts. But in this process, The beautiful thing that makes this concept different is that you have someone who is going to work it with you, who is going to help you get to that place where you want to be, show you things. You might want to be an event planner. You may want to be a conference host. We're going to take away all the inhibitions, all those things like, I can't because of my job, because of my children, because of my spouse, because of my partner, because of the superintendent, because of the state, because of the... No, no, no. It's not because of any of that. It's because you haven't done it. It's because you won't do it. It's not because of those things. And so this program, Success at 60 and Living My Dream Life, is going to help you get there. Because, again, there are people. There are things in this world. There are people in this world. I had a woman from Pakistan to reach out to me. I've had people from India, Africa. I'm here in the United States, right here on the East Coast in New Jersey. I've had people from Africa, Pakistan, other parts of India, and contact me and say, you know, wow, we love your empowerment. We love what you're doing. We wish you could come here. They don't have the funds to bring me there. Now, I know some of those things are not real. They're scams. But I've been dealing with this enough now to know that some of it's legit, because I know others. I know motivational speakers and trainers who do travel to these countries. I met people in Canada who, it is real. But my point with that is that you don't know who you could be helping. That's one of the reasons I do this broadcast every single morning and have been doing this for years. Why? Because there are people who tune in. All they need is an interpreter. I saw a friend of mine preach the gospel of Jesus. It looked like about a million people in Africa. And I said to my sister, I said, can they understand her? And she says, my sister had gone with her on one of those missionary trips to Africa. And my sister said, they use an interpreter. So in other words, she's there preaching it. She doesn't know those languages. She's there preaching in English. And they have an interpreter there. Much the way when you turn on CNN News or MSNBC and they, you know, bring in reporters from other countries, or they'll bring in a leader from another country who doesn't speak English, that person is there translating for them. But as you're listening to it, you're really not missing a beat. You know, it's fluent enough that you can, you know, understand and follow along and not be turned off. So here's the thing. A group of women can get around the phone now, all right, and as long as they have some type of phone connection or the internet connection, and, you know, they have it now in most parts of the world, you see, and they, in the parts they don't have it, well, they might be waiting for the next idea. That's why it's so important to get to people and do this Success at 60 and Living Your Dream Life. And now they can get around the phone and they can all listen. They can have one interpreter. And the women there are being empowered. Oh, my God. Oh, look at the implications of that. I'm telling you, the only thing that's holding you back is your own self, holding you back from tapping into your innermost desire, your innermost dream and goal of your thing to do. Now, if you're like me and you want to coach and empower women, that's great, or men, or children, or teens. You know that one of the hottest groups to work with right now, or I should say one of the greatest groups, are parents. Parents. They need help, y'all. They need help. You got parents. You got your doctors. I mean, look at what's happening around the world. When you think about some of the tragedies with people's lives, you realize that, you know, you've ever said that to yourself, boy, I wished I could have gotten to them. Well, that means you're putting off your dream, and it's attached to someone's life. What I'm asking, there's no need to put it off. We're 60. We don't have any inhibitions. That's over with. I'm not quite 60 yet. You know, God just dropped this program into my spirit. I will be 60 in exactly 4 years this month, 4 years from now. And so I'm telling you, you don't have to be 60. It's about the mindset that is something about, I remember when I turned 40 and someone told me life began at 40. So really, I'm not quite, I'm about 16, right? And then that felt good, and I acknowledged that. I embraced that mindset when I turned 40, began to look for new things to do and new ways to do it. And then I hit my 50s, and that was awesome. We had a wonderful celebration, and I thought, wow, I'm 50 now, you know, half of 100. I've seen a lot of things. I've grown in a lot of places, made a lot of mistakes, you know. And so, and then it hit me that, wow, well, if 40 was like that and 50 was awesome, then 60 must gonna be the bomb. And and that's when my friend, he was doing his program, Sexy at 60. And then I thought, that's great with him, but what I'm about is being successful in terms of being a success at having tapped into your innermost purpose. And being not just success for success sake, but it's about tapping into your most authentic purpose, your most authentic goals and dreams. And again, this program, you can enroll in it. Just keep tuning in to the broadcast. Follow us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Get the information. You can email me at releaseyourpower@hotmail.com. That's release, releaseyourpower, @yahoo.com. You can also go to release-your-power.com, get a free 15-minute coaching session, get a free chapter of the book, Release Your Power. For the past several months, we've been giving away chapter one. Now we're going to switch up and give away another free chapter of the book. But if you claim it today, you'll still get chapter one. You can email us. You can take one of our other trainings, train to be a trainer, learn how to publish a book, learn how to start your own coaching business. There's so many things that you can do, learn how to start any business. But what I'm most excited about right now is this program, Success at 60 and Living Your Dream Life. Enroll in the program. You won't be sorry. It will be the best investment that you have made with your life. It will be the best investment that you've made in your life, because you'll get it. You'll now get to do what it is that you've been putting off all of these years. You know you've been putting it off. You know there's something, and maybe you don't know. That's what we're going to help you discover. So just come, figure out. You know, it may not be for you. You may say, you know what, this really isn't for me. But I pretty much can, you know, ascertain that it probably is for you, because you know what, you're still here. If you're near 60, you want to get prepared for 60, because 60 is that time when we retire. A lot of us retire from these jobs, and then what? And now what? You don't want to maybe do something strenuous, but you still want to have a way to supplement your income, your retirement income. We're going to show you how to take whatever you know and turn it into a product that is worth money. We're going to show you how to do that. That's where we're at these days, and that's what's going on for a lot of people. So we're going to help you take what you know and turn it into a profit-making idea, concept, product, and or service. So with that being said, we'll see you back here tomorrow morning. Don't forget Tuesday mornings. Every Tuesday we have Professor Terry Benjamin with the Book by Book Success Project. You don't want to miss it. Come and find out what books we're reading and discussing right here on this broadcast. Now, go out and tell someone.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show.
Of your dream.
We hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach LaLisa Show could be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach LaLisa J. Williams.